Welcome back to UNR here on ESPN Central Texas. Time to talk a little Rangers as we're now joined on the phone lines by Jeff Wilson of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. And Jeff, we do appreciate the time as always. Rangers fall last night 10-1, looking for a series win later on this evening. And looking for a series win because they were able to take game one. Mike Minor, Jeff, with just a sterling performance 2 nights ago. And I know it's 2 nights ago, but not much to write home about last night. So your thoughts on the way Mike Minor looked. And I know that they got the new ballpark, and there's a lot of question marks heading into next year. But to know that they've got him in the fold already and he's capable of nights like that on a pretty consistent basis, that's a good starting point at least, right?
Yeah, him and Lance Lynn at the top of the rotation. If you look at the advanced metrics and whether it's Baseball Reference or FanGraphs, those two guys are top five in the league. Baseball Reference says that Mike Minor is the most valuable pitcher in baseball this year. He doesn't know how they formulated that, and he doesn't necessarily agree with it. But the fact is that he's having a terrific season, and what he did Monday against a very potent lineup that hadn't been shut out in 220 games was really it was eye opening, I think, for a lot of people in New York who maybe hadn't heard of Mike Minor, had lost track of him since his Atlanta days, and it was good stuff.
Craig hit it out the park when he said that there wasn't a whole lot to talk about last night in the game, but Scott Heidemann, he did get his first home run, and it was the same day that his brother gets called up. That's kind of a cool story, even though, like you said, there wasn't much to talk about in that game last night.
Yeah, Tyler Heidemann, he's a year older, a year or two older than Scott, and they don't look anything alike. I don't know where, how that's possible, but it is a cool story, and congratulations to the Heinemann parents to produce two major league ball players. But yeah, it was a neat deal because Scott, his parents are from here, so he had some aunts and uncles and cousins here to see it, and then the adventure afterwards. It was his first home run, and a ball was thrown back on his field, but it turned out to be like a little league ball, so there's some concern that he may not get the ball back, but it all worked out. It was pretty funny. The PA announcer was like, that was kind of Heinemann's first home run. He sure would like the ball back. And it worked out. But, great deal. And for it to come on the day of his brother's first call-up is pretty amazing.
I know Joey Gallo is still working his way back. Jeff, I mean, I understand him wanting to play, but what's really the point of him getting, a week and a half of playing time in, depending on when he gets back, when the season's out of reach as far as the standings go?
Yeah, I really think that's something the Rangers are going to have to consider a little more seriously. He's hitting on the field. He can't, he can't hurt the hand anymore. Once the ham and bone's broken and removed, that's it. And so it's a matter of strength, and I don't know if he could hurt something else trying to grip the bat if he doesn't feel like he has the grip. But he's had a great season, exceeded expectations. Maybe he gets back in there and has 10 good games to kind of jump into the offseason. But then you got to consider, what if he plays 10 games and goes 0-for-40 or 3-for-35 or something with a bunch of strikeouts and carries that into the offseason? So I would lean toward not playing him if it gets down to like 10 games. Giancarlo Stanton was shut down by the Marlins maybe 4 or 5 years ago, same injury, same violent swing, and the grip just wasn't there. The strength wasn't in the hand. So it's potentially the same situation, and Stanton did just fine the next year and didn't skip the beat. So if you're looking long-term, that might be the best move for the Rangers.
Talking with Jeff Wilson of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram here on ESPN Central Texas. Jeff, this is about the time of year we start to see a lot of shakeups in the minor league systems and things like that, and the Rangers obviously making a move yesterday, dismissing the entire coaching staff of the Nashville Sounds, their AAA organization. Now, I know some guys were reassigned and things like that, but typically, because I know a little bit but not a lot, and I know a lot of people are probably curious as well, typically when you see just a coaching staff get wiped out like that in the minor league ranks, what is that message being sent by the organization, or what's typically reasons for changes like that?
Well, you're right. I mean, it raised a lot of eyebrows. I mean, look, Nashville was not a team loaded with prospects. A lot of minor league free agents and veteran guys hanging on looking for a chance, and you know, they were lucky to finish third. And so you wonder, well, was it a, you know, what was going on down there? Or the, you know, big parties every night, not taking the best, you know, focus to the field or anything like that. But John Daniel said that it wasn't anything like that. And the impression I got is that they want guys who are more savvy with analytics. They want guys who are in the organization coaching right now to move up with the prospects who will be becoming the next wave of talent. And I think that's more to do with it than anything. But it did open some eyes. You know, it did, you know, Jason Wood had been with the organization 11 years. He was the AAA manager. At one point, he was considered for some major league roles. So I'm not sure, you know, why Jason had to go. The other ones you can maybe see, but that one was most surprising.
I haven't asked you about my guy in a while, Jeff, but I got to ask you, what is your overall assessment of what Willie Calhoun's been able to do as of late since he's been up and been active?
Yeah, you know, he's taking advantage of his playing time. He's kind of was in a funk there for a little while, but yeah, he was the player of the month for August for the Rangers. He had 9 home runs. He's not going back to the minors. I think that's safe to say. He's handled himself fairly well in left field. There've been a couple blemishes, but nothing that cost the Rangers a game or anything. So he's getting his chance and he's running with it. And I think that if the Rangers have learned anything in the second half, it's that they have a quality major league hitter in Willie Calhoun, and a guy who is trying to be better in the field and more versatile. So good for him.
Jeff, do you think Ariel Jurado's in the rotation next year? He's had kind of an up and down season.
Yeah, I don't. You know, you just kind of look at the mix right now. You have Minor and Lynn. The next probably 3 guys up are all left-handed, and they're rookies. And you don't want four left-handers and 1 right-hander. And, you know, Jurado is right-handed, but I think the Rangers need to go get more of a veteran right-hander. There are some names out there that you will recognize who've done something in the major leagues. And then let the 3 left-handers fight it out for the last 2 spots. You know, it has been up and down. It has been like that his 2 years in the majors. And, you know, you kind of forgive him for being a rookie last year for that. He's made some improvements this year, but it's not enough. I mean, if this team has designs on contending next year, they need Ariel Jurado in AAA getting more reps and being a nice call-up if there's an injury, and they need to go with a more proven guy to start the season.
We're a month or so from the season ending for the Rangers here, Jeff, and we'll close it out with this. Jeff Wilson, Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Who are some players that we'll see over the next few weeks that it's going to be a really important time for them to maybe earn themselves more of a look, more time in the majors next season, or guys who have been around the majors that are, you know, kind of need to fight for themselves a little bit? What are some storylines roster-wise that could develop here over the last month, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think you have to look at Nomar Mazar and Rougned Odor. I think Mazar is in good shape for next year. Odor is not. I mean, I think that the Rangers are realizing that this is who he is. You know, we're 140 games into the season, 140 plus games into the season, maybe, and he hasn't gotten any better. He hasn't shown any improvement. And I know that they maybe threw some stuff at him to have him work on, but you know, if you don't have him by now, you kind of have to wonder if this is a guy you can count on. And it's a lot of money going forward. I think that will give him every chance to be on the team next year, because the Rangers don't want to eat the money, but at some point they're gonna have to decide. And then more on the prospect side, I think you've seen Emmanuel Clase, the reliever, who's been very, very good. Brock Burke's been great, the left-handed starter. Toby Allard hasn't been bad. They may try to get, you know, Joe Palumbo's thumb is healthy. He'll get some innings. So and one more, Nick Solak, the guy who could replace Odor if they were to go that far. They've been moving him around a lot. He's going to play third base tonight, so they really like him. He batted cleanup, for crying out loud, so that might speak to the injuries more than to Solak, but they really like him.
Very good stuff, man. As always, Rangers and Yankees later on today, 5:35 first pitch in the Bronx, and it'll be Lance Lynn looking for win number 15 on the year for the Rangers. And Jeff Wilson, normally with us at around 2:30 on Wednesdays, joining us a little bit earlier today. Jeff, thanks so much, man, for your time as always. Hope you have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right, guys. Look forward to it.